This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, holding ourselves underneath our mighty hand tonight, just to thank you and praise you, precious Father, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let me decrease in the Spirit of the Lord in me. Would increase here this night and forevermore. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this earth of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties and things that try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we take authority over the prince of the air. Lord, I thank you that the word of God will go forth with clarity and that the anointing rest upon the word of God, that it will bring encouragement to people's soul. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, precious Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have a Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 13, verse 17, and also the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. The word of God reads, Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about fervent prayer causes divine intervention. Fervent prayer causes divine intervention. People of God, as long as we belong to God, we are entitled to look to Him for all our needs. Because the Word says, according to Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. You see, God is all-powerful, and He desired to bless us with abundancy from His unlimited resources. Yes, I'm going to say this again, that the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that knows us all by name, our God is all-powerful, and He desired to bless us with abundance from His unlimited resources. So, beloved, praying once a day is not enough. We must pray at least three times they are be prayerful, mindful all throughout the day, having our mind on the Lord. So that we need to renew our minds spiritually on a daily basis. That's why prayer is a necessity. It is a necessity for a child of God. We need to be renewed daily, renewed in our spirit, in our strength, in God's strength. Hallelujah, because the Bible says when we are weak to declare that we are strong in the Lord, in his power, in our hope and faith continuously throughout the day. We must pray for one another by the use of intercessory prayer. Pray for others on a daily basis because we are all engaged in the same fight, fighting the good fight of faith. So brothers and sisters of Christ, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Believers of Christ, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, the word of God says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The type of the God that we serve, he's awesome. He has left us his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. He has left it to us as our manual to let us know how to live and how not to live, how to live according to his will for our lives, that we may live the abundant life. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So a fervent prayer causes divine intervention. Again, the word reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. When we look at the word of God, we see that the word of God has been tested. It has been tested and tried, and it has withstand time. So we, as born again believers in Christ, our confidence lies in the law, in his word, in him. Because God is not a man, he should lie, the son of man, and he should repent. God goes about looking, going to and fro, looking for a man or a woman of God to stand in the gap, to pray for others, to let Hollywood people know that the God that I serve, he's still in the miracle working business. He's still is a God that neither slumber nor sleep. Nothing gets God by surprise or catches him by surprise. It may surprise us, but it doesn't surprise him because God is the creator of all things. Beloved, in the days and times that we are living in 2021, we are so desperately in need of God's divine intervention. But God's intervention is dependent upon our willingness to pray. Yes, we as born-again believers of Christ, we should pray. We're not just on Sunday mornings or during midweek service. No, we should pray on a daily basis. We should early in the morning or midweek or noonday or even before we go to bed at night, is to pray and thank God, first of all, for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. You know, a question may be asked to me, what is a fervent prayer? A fervent prayer is an effective one that is successful in producing a desire or intent positive result. I'm going to say that again. A fervent prayer. prayer is one that is successfully in producing a desire or intent positive result. Here in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, the clause of the verse says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You see, prayer is a powerful weapon for a believer of Christ in order to walk in for divine victory. Yes, we must put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus again says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant. So again, my brothers and sisters, tonight we are talking about fervent prayer. Fervent prayers causes divine intervention. Divine intervention on God's behalf. Yes, God is a God that is a triune being. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agrees as one. So beloved believer of Christ, the Bible tells us to pray without giving up, to pray without a set schedule, as God knows that you and I, every child of his, are in a spiritual warfare. Yes, we fight, we are fighting against principalities and powers, powers against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Yes, beloved, divine intervention is quite simple, simply put. It is when God steps in and changes the outcome of a situation, whether personally, collectively, globally, as well as locally. Yes, people of God, usually when we point out to divine intervention, when there, usually people will point out as a last result to divine intervention when there is no other explanation than other than God for how something turned out miraculously. Yes, like for instance, miraculously got healed, a healing that took place in a person's life, that there is no explanation but God intervene and touch that person's life, miraculously healing them, people being in the right place at the right time, where God intervened for them and brought them out of a situation where their back was against the wall, they didn't know which way to go. But God intervened. He remembered and came through in their behalf. Even in circumstances that we are aware of or not, God's divine protection protects us from harm, from harmful ways. These are all examples of God's divine intervention in our personal lives. So we as born again believers of Christ, children of the Most High God, we must take time and remember how good God is. Remember that God is the one that have granted us to still be here in the land of the living. Just to thank God that we on top of the ground and not under it. To thank God because it wasn't an alarm clock that woke us up. It was the hand of God that moved in our behalf. It was the hand of God that allowed us to open up our eyes. It is the hand of God that allowed us to have a blessed day, a day that wasn't promised. Today is God's day. Every day is the Lord's day. But God allowed us to still be here in the land of the living. What a blessing. Even in 2020, 21, that while we are still in this pandemic, God's divine intervention, his divine protection is over us, over our houses, over our lives, over our families, our friends, our neighbors. So we thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. As this year is getting ready to come to a close in 2021, Jesus, tarry, God's willing, will still be here to tell it. We'll still be here to uplift that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Again tonight, my brothers and sisters, we are talking about a fervent prayer called this divine intervention. I'm not talking about a popcorn prayer. I'm talking about a prayer that is praying with passion, a prayer that will move the hand of God to work in our behalf. Yes, we must come boldly to the throne of God in Jesus' name. Come boldly with assurance that of knowing that as we pray, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, he shall answer according to his will for our lives. So, beloved, God hears no more than the heart speaketh. Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way for the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. So we know that, hallelujah, in the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You see, prayer is a communication that mortal man is having with an almighty God. Oh, yes, it is. Prayer is a two-way communication. Sometimes when we get in our prayer closet and we talk, have a little talk with Jesus, sometimes we talk and we talk and we talk. Well, God expects us to let him know what's going on, what is small or large in our lives. But we, on the other hand, have to wait and get the instruction from God. Once we get the instruction from him, we must follow it quickly and immediately on the instruction that was given. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, because of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. You see, again, prayer is a communication or a conversation that mortal man, such as myself, is having with an almighty God that has all power in his hand. You see, child of God, prayer is a sin killer. Oh, yes, it is. You see, sin, we were born in sin. Sin is gone to and fro rapid throughout the land. Even in 2021, as we encounter this pandemic, and we see that it is growing rapidly. One thing about sin will cause nothing but nothing good comes out of sin. Oh no, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. Then the wages of sin is death. It could be spiritually as well as physically. So child of God, prayer is a sin killer. People of God, in order for us to be effective against sin, our prayer must be first in line in our lives as a priority. And our lifestyle must line up with God and his word. Oh, yes, our video must line up with our audio. Yes, people of God, we can't live just any kind of way and expect our prayers to produce positive results. No, the Bible says, come out from among them, says the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy. God desires for every child of his to live a holy life, to live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight, to live a life that is different from those that is in the world. So, child of God, we have been called for such a time as this. We have been called in 2021 to be an example of what Christianity is all about. So, child of God, always be mindful of this, that sin always destroys something. Sin always destroys something. Hear the word of God, let us know in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All. I don't care who you are. Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There was only one sinless one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Everyone else that is born in this world was born into sin. You see, sin came on the scene after the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Sin came because of Adam's neglect of God's command. He's always dealing with people, whether male or female, boy or girl, woman or man. God will always deal with you concerning sin. Once we realize that we are sinners, once we realize that we have fallen short on a spiritual basis, it starts out of getting you right so that you can reach out to somebody and help them along the way. So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, beloved, the prayer that kills sin comes from a heart that is burdened, a heart that is concerned, a heart that is a heart after God, a heart of love, of the agape love of God. If we say we love our fellow man or woman, boy or girl, or mankind, we will have a love for those to get right with God, for those that don't know him, for those that are in a fallen state like we once was, because of somebody standing in the gap for the believer of Christ. We are able to come in and ask God to forgive us, cleanse us, turn us around, put our foot on solid ground, bring us in the beloved family of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, fervent prayer causes divine intervention. Again, the meaning of fervent is having to pray with a passion. When you have a passion for something, you go all out. When you have a passion for something, amen, you let it consume you to the point to where you want to share with others about the goodness of the Lord. So fervent prayer causes divine intervention to where God can come on the scene and do things in line with what we are asking him to do according to his will for our lives. In God's timing, he'll turn it around. In God's timing, if we are sincere, if we are in obedience, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, yes, all things, when man says it's impossible, all things become possible with God for those that believe. Yes, prayer is a powerful, it is powerful It is a power bringer. It is a problem solver. It is a sin killer and an anxiety healer. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in tonight. Amen. Prayer. Prayer is a power bringer. Prayer is a problem solver. Prayer is a sin killer. Prayer is an anxiety healer. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You see, all prayers is to be exercised in an attitude of submission to God, in which we really desire that God's will as to what is best and good for our lives. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. I would encourage you to write this down. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All prayer is to be exercised in an attitude of submissionness to God, in which we really desire God's will as to what is best and good for our lives. Yes, our Father knows best. I'm talking about God, the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that have created us from the dust of the earth, the one that have breathed his breath of life into us, the one that leads, guides, and directs our footsteps. Yes, the God that we serve, indeed, when we allow God to intervene, when we allow him to come in, he can clean us up, turn us around, put our foot on solid ground. I'm reminded in Psalms 27, 23, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Yes, with God, all things are possible. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. As a child of God, a believer of Christ, it should be our heart desire. Yes, prayer should be a priority in our lives. It should be a priority there's already set, a priority that we take it upon ourselves to do each and every day of our life. Then we are reminded in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing, not always audibly, but being mindful of prayer throughout the day, putting our minds on the Lord. Because we know that every good and perfect gift from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variableness. In other words, he don't have no shadow of turning. He will. God says what he says. He says what he means, and he means what he says. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if God said it, it shall come to pass. Here in the book of James, we see in James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, God has already said in his word, the because of James, it says, you have not because you ask not. That was in verse 2. In verse 3, it says, you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your own lust. Believer of Christ, our God has predetermined to hear our prayers and to answer them. So, beloved, nothing happens without God knowing about it. Fervent prayer calls divine.
Come on, come on, come on. You got me down like a fed. You all about your bread. You just for me. Your voice is sweet. You move discreet. Your house is neat. The same sister style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1. Your nails stay done. Your hair A1. Your feet stay done. I know that you the one. I can't even front. I just want to be with you. You know it.
Even through this pandemic, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Thank God for intervention, his divine intervention, that we are still here in the land of the living. So we just thank God again for each and every one of you. We ask that you just continue to pray for us as we go, as we are praying for you on a daily basis. So again, tonight we are talking about fervent prayer causes divine intervention. Beloved, child of God, believers of Christ, nothing happens that God does not ordain. Causes are allowed. We are constantly surrounded by divine intervention, whether we know it or not. Even when we are ignorant or blind to it, yes, divine intervention can come in the form of a miracle, such as a healing or a supernatural move of God, a sign, supernatural sign. Divine intervention can also come in the form of a seemingly random event which directs us in the way that God wants us to go. People of God, there are three purposes of God's divine protection. God's divine intervention gives us, as believers of Christ, it gives us relief, peace, victory, power, progress, a hope, a future. The next thing that God's divine intervention does, it is to pat away shame, defeat, and disgrace that Satan and his followers tries to bring back up in our lives. See, God is a forgiving God. God is a God that is full of mercy. We have to need the grace of God. As born-again believers of Christ, we're in this world, but we're not of it. God has intervened in our lives and brought us to that place of total submission to him. Bible says, one plant, one water, but God bring the increase. It's only by the grace of God that we are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and on our way to heaven. But we, as followers of Jesus Christ, we must work our own salvation with fear and trembling before God. Yes, the Bible says, examine yourself on a daily basis and make sure that you're in the faith. Yes, third and most important, God's divine intervention, it consists of glory and honor to God Almighty, to give him the glory and honor, as our lives are a reflection of God's goodness, a reflection of Jesus' image in our lives on a daily basis. So, beloved, a question may be asked, how does God intervene? Well, people of God, for God to intervene, to be involved in your situation, circumstance, or matter, there are three things that we need to know, and we need to know it not just with our head, but it needs to be all the way deep down in the depths of our heart. You see, God can tell you to do something. God can tell you to do nothing about the predicament because you cannot do anything without him. You cannot do anything about it within your own strength or capability. For example, when we look at when God had called Moses to deliver the Egyptian out of slavery. And they came to the Red Sea. The enemy was behind them. And the sea was before them. God instructed Moses, and he told Moses, he said, the staff that you have in your hand. I'm paraphrasing, he said, lay it, point it towards the water. And for an example, and he told Moses to tell the people to stand still. Stand still. And this day you shall see the salvation of the Lord. And when Moses followed the instruction that was given, the waters parted to where they were able to walk across the Red Sea with the water parted on each side on dry land from one side to the other side. God is a miracle working God. The second thing to experience that we must always remember, the second thing to experience is God is a divine intervention in our lives. It is when God might tell you to do something, like what he told Naaman. He told Naaman to go wash in the Jordan River, which was filthy, in order for him to recover from this sickness of leprosy. Naaman complained it. Naaman thought that he was disrespected. But God knows what it takes in order to bring forth a miracle in your life. You see, sometimes our head gets full and we walk in pride instead of humility. We must come to God in humility, on bending knees and bowed down head, looking onto the hills from which cometh our help. And Naaman followed the instruction, and he was dipped down 7 times in the old dirty Jordan River. But when he went down the 7th time, he came up, and his skin was like a baby's bottom, very smooth, and he was cured of the leprosy. So sometimes God is going to ask you to stand still and do nothing. Then he'll ask you to do something, and we must follow what he asks us to do. Again, in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. And here is the third thing that God may instruct you to do. And is that in all situations, you will need to know that God is all powerful. But the only way that God knows the need in our lives, but he wants us to come to him and tell him what our needs are. For us to come boldly to the throne of grace, humbling ourselves in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have to cry out in prayer and make a demand to heaven for God's intervention. I'm going to say that again. When we get desperate enough and we don't cry enough about the situation or circumstances that we are in, and we have prayed as much as we know how, we must do it with passion so that we can get God's attention and make a demand into heaven for God's intervention. God desire, how bad do you want the situation to change? Only you know, and God knows. So beloved, the fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman, it availeth much. And it'll cause divine intervention on God's behalf. So believers of Christ, every true child of God has people in life that wants to terminate the destiny of God in our lives. I'm going to say that again. For those that are concerned about making heaven their home. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, every true child of God, believer of Christ, there's people, whether friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, there's people that's watching your life. And there's people that deep down inside wants to see you fail, wants to try whatever they can in their behalf to help to terminate the destiny of God in your life. Yes, the Bible says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Part of the persecution is people of the world that dislike what you stand for. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're in this world, but we're not of it. As a born-again believer of Christ, you will be persecuted. You will be talked about. Call everything but a child of God. People will try to misuse you and abuse you. But your mind must be made up. Your heart must be fixed. That the world is behind you and the cross is before you. So child of God, remember this, that all the deadly schemes of the devil, the enemy of our soul, he's trying to unleash evil schemes in your life. He's trying to neutralize and destroy your life. But I stop by to let you know that God is able, willing and ready to bless you. You have God's divine protection and his intervention will destroy all the fiery darts of the enemy, of the devil, in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Here in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 25, it says, frustrating the token of the liars and making diviners mad and true wise men backwards, and making that knowledge as foolish. When we look at the prophet by the name of Elijah, the effectual fervent prayer in a village much. Here Elijah effectually praying in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You see, Elijah was a man that was subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained, it might not rain on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then Elijah prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So believer in Christ, here again here in 2021, as a follower of Jesus, yes, how easy it is to get used to the evil around us. It is so easy to become callous with what you see around you each and every day of your life. But we as God's people have been called to be intercessors, have been called to intercede for others. As we intercede for others, we are serving God, because God is concerned about serving others. Yes, fervent prayer causes divine intervention. Beloved, we lose confidence in prayer when we lose focus on what true prayer is all about. You see, prayer is as much as speaking to God as it is about listening to what God said. You see, a successful prayer life, it includes one where you simply avail yourself in submission to God and his supreme authority. Fervent prayer is a master key to unlimited resources of God and to unlimited success. People of God, anyone who calls upon God in an earnest, heartfelt, and continuous prayer will secure God's attention and enjoy his divine intervention. Say it again for those that are listening, for those that will be listening at a later date. Believers of Christ, anyone who calls upon God in an earnest, heartfelt, and continuous prayer will secure God's attention and enjoy his divine intervention on their behalf. You see, as a child of God, prayer is the live wire of an unlimited breakthrough. Pray. Many Christians know that they ought to pray more fervently. The Bible says here in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the because of the verse says that men ought to always pray and not to lose heart or faint. So people of God, bread and butter prayers will not break through any obstacle. No, it has to be a fervent prayer. It has to be a fervent prayer with power, with passion, a prayer that will break the walls of the devil. You see, so it takes a fervent, earnest, heartfelt, and continuous prayer to break, hallelujah, to break through and the challenges we may encounter on our way to success. Yes, believer of Christ, our God has not changed. He is no respecter of person. Beloved, a fervent prayer is a sign of our faith in God and in his ability to break through any limitation of life. It is a world of unlimited breakthrough, which can surely be obtained. Again, here the Bible says in 1 John 5, verse 14, And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So God's word is a revelation of his will. God's word is in the Bible, and the Bible teaches us what the will of God is. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, a fervent prayer causes divine intervention. Well, we just hope and pray that through the word of God tonight, that you have been blessed, that you'll be able to hold on to a word for encouragement for this week's journey. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. Should you have questions or comments, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibaut, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Thibaut. We'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you. Have a great evening, and we look forward to being with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing. God bless. Have a great evening.